0000. WTNT 35 KNHC 151,745. Bat 5. Bulletin. Hurricane Echo Beto Intermediate Advisory Number 16A. National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center Miami, Florida AL052024. 2 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time Thursday, August 15, 2024. Hurricane Echo Beto expected to be near Bermuda on Saturday. High risk of dangerous rip currents along U.S. East Coast beaches this weekend. Summary of 2 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time 1800 hours Coordinated Universal Time Information. Location 25.4 North 69.3 West. About 550 miles, 885 kilometers south-southwest, of Bermuda. Maximum sustained winds 85 miles per hour, 140 kilometers per hour. Present movement north, or 355 degrees at 14 miles per hour, 22 kilometers per hour. Minimum central pressure 974 millibar, 28.76 inches. Watches and warnings. Changes with this advisory, none. Summary of watches and warnings in effect. A hurricane warning is in effect for Bermuda. A hurricane warning means that hurricane conditions are expected somewhere within the warning area. A warning is typically issued 36 hours before the anticipated first occurrence of tropical storm force winds, conditions that make outside preparations difficult or dangerous. Preparations to protect life and property should be rushed to completion. For storm information specific to your area, please monitor products issued by your National Meteorological Service. Discussion and outlook. At 2 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, 1800 hours Coordinated Universal Time, the center of Hurricane Echo Beto was located near latitude 25.4 north, longitude 69.3 west. Echo Beto is moving toward the north near 14 miles per hour, 22 kilometers per hour. This general motion is expected to continue today, followed by a slower northeastward or north-northeastward motion on Friday and Saturday. On the forecast track, the center of Echo Beto is expected to pass near or over Bermuda on Saturday. Maximum sustained winds are near 85 miles per hour, 140 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts based on data from a NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft. Strengthening is forecast during the next day or two, and Echo Beto could be near major hurricane strength by Friday. Echo Beto is forecast to be a large hurricane near Bermuda on Saturday. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 60 miles, 95 kilometers, from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 175 miles, 280 kilometers. The estimated minimum central pressure based on a drop zone day observation is 974 millibar, 28.76 inches. Hazards affecting land. Key messages for Echo Beto can be found in the tropical cyclone discussion under AWPS header MIACDAT 5 and WMO header WTNT 45 KNHC and on the web at hurricanes.gov/text/miadcdat5.shtml. Wind. Hurricane conditions are expected on Bermuda Saturday, with tropical storm conditions likely beginning Friday afternoon. Storm surge. A dangerous storm surge is expected to produce significant coastal flooding on Bermuda in areas of onshore winds. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. Rainfall. Echo Beto is expected to produce total rain accumulations of 4 to 8 inches in Bermuda with isolated maximum amounts up to 12 inches. This rainfall may result in considerable life-threatening flash flooding. Surf. Swells generated by Echo Beto are affecting portions of the Dominican Republic, the Turks and Caicos Islands, and the southeastern Bahamas. These swells will spread toward Bermuda and the rest of the Bahamas later today. Swells are expected to reach the east coast of the United States tonight and continue into the weekend. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. Please consult products from your local weather office, and stay out of the water if advised by lifeguards. Next advisory. Next complete advisory at 5 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Dollar Dollar. Forecaster Butchie.